This is the K-Town Report.
From the AM 1050 WLIP Newsroom, I'm Emily Jacobs. The president will be delivering remarks at a Make America Great Again rally in Kenosha tonight. The president will be speaking at a rally at the Kenosha Regional Airport. It will be his fourth trip to the Badger State in just over a week. The event is set to begin at 7 p.m., but doors will open at 4. The Kenosha rally is one of at least five rallies the president is scheduled to appear at today in four different states. Kenosha drivers will see several road closures because of the president's visit. Kenosha police advise that Highway H will be closed between Highways 50 and 142, along with all access roads, starting at 7:45 this morning. 52nd Street will be closed between the West Frontage Road and Highway H beginning at 6:30 p.m. There will be no parking on Highways 158 or 52nd Street. It's anticipated that those closures will remain in effect until the presidential departure. Kenosha County election officials are reminding voters that if you still have your absentee ballot, to please return it as soon as possible by dropping it off at your municipal clerk's office or Dropbox location. Ballots must be received by your clerk no later than 8 p.m. election day to be counted. Ballots that are late will not be counted. Make sure to only use the Dropbox for your municipality. Dropbox locations and other voter info can be found at WLIP.com. Police records show that 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, accused of fatally shooting two demonstrators in Kenosha, told officers at his local police station in Illinois where to find an assault rifle he said he used to shoot several people. The records say Rittenhouse was visibly upset as he surrendered to police back in August. He's accused of killing two people and injuring a third during unrest in Kenosha after the police shooting of Jacob Blake. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports Rittenhouse told police the gun was in the trunk of his friend's car at an apartment in Antioch. After a hearing Friday morning in Waukegan, Judge Paul Novak granted the request to extradite Rittenhouse to Wisconsin. Foxconn has notified the state of Wisconsin that it objects to the state's denial of job creation tax credits. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation said that Foxconn did not qualify for the breaks based on capital investments and hiring done in 2019. The state economic development agency found that Foxconn only hired 281 full-time employees who are eligible to count toward tax credits at its facility in southeastern Wisconsin and made just $300 million in capital expenditures. Foxconn disputes those numbers and said in a letter Friday it's hoping to resolve the disagreement within 30 days. Wisconsin health officials are reporting nearly 3,500 new cases of COVID and 16 additional deaths in the past day. Nearly 18,000 tests were processed since Saturday for a positivity rate of more than 19%. The state has recorded nearly 229,000 cases since the start of the pandemic. The COVID Tracking Project reports there were just over 1,000 new cases per 100,000 people in Wisconsin over the past 2 weeks, which ranks third in the country. The death count now at just over 2,000 is the 27th highest in the country overall and 39th highest per capita at 35 deaths per 100,000 people. COVID cases continue their high numbers across Illinois, but for Lake County, ICU numbers continue to be a bright spot. Tim Vandertook explains.
Illinois health officials announcing just under 7,000 new positive coronavirus tests on Sunday, along with 35 related fatalities. Of those, 340 positives came from Lake County, with two new deaths in Region 9, which includes Lake and McHenry County. COVID-related hospitalizations increased to 21, though ICU capacity continues to hover around 50%, which is second best of the state's 11 regions. Positivity in the region has increased to 9.7%. Tim Vandertook, WLIP News.
More news, weather, and sports on the way next. AM 1050, WLIP. WLIP Sports is brought to you by Anastos Motors in Kenosha. Dalvin Cook gained 226 yards from scrimmage and became the first Viking in over four decades to score four touchdowns in a single game as Minnesota beat the Green Bay Packers on Sunday 28-22. The Vikings withstood a three-touchdown performance from Packers wide receiver Devontae Adams. The Packers fall to 5-2, and they play San Francisco in Thursday Night Football this week. Saints kicker Will Lutz made a 35-yard field goal with 1:40 to play in overtime, and the Saints beat the Bears 26-23 on Sunday at Soldier Field. The Bears are now 5-3, and they're going to take on the Titans on Sunday at noon. Monday Night Football, Tampa Bay takes on the New York Giants tonight. Kickoff is at 7:20. Wisconsin Athletics Director Barry Alvarez says the total number of positive COVID cases in the Badgers football program has increased to 22. Alvarez told ESPN's College Game Day that 12 players and 10 staffers have tested positive. He said school officials would decide Tuesday whether to go ahead with the ninth-ranked Badgers scheduled November 7th game with Purdue. More news every hour on the hour and anytime on the K-Town Report Web Edition at WLIP.com.